Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Al. Appreciate you guys listening in on a Sunday afternoon. You know, I know some people worship on Saturday, some people worship on Sunday. You know, hopefully you got your worship on this morning, however you do it. But, yeah, man, this is a exciting topic. You know, I'll definitely be listening to this one, you know, for myself as well, you know, because these ideas that I discuss is not my ideas. It's not like I sit around and say, let me come up with something. You know, these are ideas that a lot of successful people emulate, you know, and a lot of successful people, you know, that they, these are actions that they take. So, you know, that's another reason why, you know, I listen to myself as well. But yeah, you know, today we're talking about self-talk creates reality. You know, I appreciate people tuning in from Blog Talk, from Twitter, and, you know, a few people on Facebook and stuff like that. And, yeah, so let's get into it. My intention for the call is to basically show you this power that you have, that you, things that you've been doing to either help yourself or not help yourself this whole time. And what it is it's self-talk. You know, what we say to ourselves to make us do something or not do something. You know, that's the power of it, you know, and I'll really get into it with this call. So, all right, talking to oneself is a habit that everyone indulges in. You know, we all indulge in self-talk. So, meaning, you know, just think about the last time you did something that seemed kind of scary. And then think about it. Now, you probably didn't take action. You didn't take action because you bought into the self-talk that you were telling yourself, like, oh, this is probably going to be bad, or, you know, I probably shouldn't do this, and then you didn't do it. Now think about something that you were fearful to do. Just think about something now that you just knew you could do. You know, you didn't have no fears about it or anything. You're just like, man, I can do that. You know, I ain't got to think about it. When I want to do it, I'm going to do it, and it's going to be done. Just think about something that you kind of cocky about, that you know you can pull off. Okay, so you got the good scenario, and you got the bad scenario. So why is that? Why is it that you did that one thing so easily, and in the other scenario you chickened out? It's because of self-talk. You know, what you were telling yourself, like, yeah, you can do it, you can do it. You know, or look at all the other times that happened in the past. You can do it, you know, for something either good or bad. So, you know, talking to oneself is a habit that everyone indulges in. You know, most of us are totally unaware that our inner conversations are the causes of the circumstances in our life. Think about it. You know, think about that statement. You know, everything in our life comes from, you know, the things that we say to ourselves. You know, when we speak things over, it's not just speaking things out loud that how we create our life, just like in the Bible, it says life and death is in the power of the tongue, but also in the power of the tongue of your own mind. You know, the things that you say to yourself inside of your head, you know, that self-talk. And it's actually creating your world. It's creating your world, you know. And like I said, we'll get into some examples and everything. So, everything is a manifestation of the mental conversations that go on in your head, and most people are unaware of it. You know, so if we think about where you are right now as far as your relationship, this is a good one, right? Where you are as far as your relationship. I know women right now, and see, this is really powerful because whatever we've been telling ourselves is actually not reality, even a good thing. You know, it's just a story that we made up. So if we're just making up stories, then we might as well have stories that support us. I know women right now, as far as relationships, that actually believe all men are bad, you know. And then you got women out there who, like, well, some men are bad, but not all men are bad. Look at this good man I got in my life. You know, so you got a situation where one person is using self-talk to justify why they don't have a man right now, where they're not happy as far as relationship wise, and then you got another person that may have entertained that idea, but chose to believe that all men, there's some good men out there, and they visualized the ideal man and went on from those conversations in their head, like they imagined the man talking to them, you know, what the man would say to them, how the man would treat them until they propose, and then the man, you know, and them getting married. You know, most women probably thought about that scenario. You probably thought about it. For you people that's listening that's married, you probably thought about it before that scenario happened. So that's the self-talk, you know, that actually created your reality of being married right now. Or, you know, if you're not married, the idea of, you know, you're not in a relationship, the reality of you not having anybody to share life with at this point. You know, just think about what you've been telling yourself. Just think about it. All that self-talk in every situation, not just relationships, the money-wise as well. Look, think about your net worth right now. You know, if you're worth a high amount, then think about the conversations you've been telling yourself. Yes, I can do it. Yeah, I can borrow money from this person or that person and invest in my idea. You know, I know it can work because I got value. I know it's going to work. Or for people who are not worth anything at all, you know, they may have a job and they self-talk maybe saying, well, it's not going to work. You know, look at that person. They tried to do something. It didn't work. You know, I don't want to go into debt. What I have right now is good. You see what I'm saying? So self-talk does create reality if you really look at it. For people to realize that and to change the conversations in their own heads that they have to create a result that they want. So, going back to the notes, to attempt to change your world without first changing your inner talking. To attempt to change your world without first changing your inner talking before we change our inner talking is the struggle. Oh, yeah, is a struggle, is the very struggle of things. I'll be writing so small, man. I'm sorry. So basically, you know, to try to change our world, right, to try to achieve something that we want or that we feel like we deserve or that's our birthright, to try to change that before we change the mental conversations within our own heads is actually the very struggle of things. You know, if I'm trying to become a millionaire or something, right, and I don't first go in my own head and change the mental conversation of somebody of means like that, you know, if I still entertain conversations of, well, it'll never work, or, you know, that only happened for special people. You know, I'm just saying, if I had these thoughts for that type of goal, then for me to try to achieve that would be like the very struggle of things. It would be like going against, you know, a river. You know, imagine trying to swim upstream in a river. You know, it's really going to be tough. Or imagine trying to walk up a hill that's really steep. You know, it's really going to be tough. So what we have to do is change the mental conversations in our heads to the ideas of people that's already where we want to be. So like in our book club that we did last week, we did Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, and we gave 17 different principles that he talked about in the book, T.R. Becker. And, you know, those are some of the ideas that you can implement in your own mind if you had the idea to achieve the millionaire goal. You know, like one of them was, rich people believe I create my life, you know, and poor people believe life happens to them. You see what I'm saying? So in my own mind, I would have to change the mental conversations in my head. If I was trying to do a deal with somebody to buy a product from me or to invest so I can become a millionaire, then I would have to change the conversations in my mind, you know, saying, imagining in my mind, like the person accepting the idea. You know, it may not happen with that person, but somebody in the universe is going to conform to the ideas that I have in my imagination that I consistently think about, and that harden into facts. You see what I'm saying? That's how it works. So that's just an example of self-talk, you know, creating reality for that goal. But basically, if we don't change our self-talk first before we try to entertain something or try to really manifest something in our life, then it's just going to be a struggle, is my point. So let me give you guys a story. You know, I gotta start putting some more stories on the calls. People like stories. You know, the Bible is filled with a lot of parables. You know, Jesus taught in parables. So basically, let me tell you guys a story of self-talk that I use deliberately in my own life. Now, I am an SEO, the internet marketing guy, you know, for the most part. Now, I was working with this company called U.S. Alarms in Baton Rouge, okay? Now, when they first hired me, you know, they really wanted me to do a lot of work for them, you know, because they were really in a bad spot as far as, you know, on the internet and everything. So I had to dig them out of, I had to get them out of a bad place that they were in on the internet. So in my own mind, the day I started, I didn't really know how I would do it, but I knew this information, right? So what I did was the owner of the company, his name is Tom. The only thing I would do in my mind every single day was imagine, because they wanted to be on the first page of Google, right? So this was like the big thing they wanted. And at the time, I had put some companies on the first page of Google, but it was Google had just changed the algorithms and everything, so it was kind of a challenge. I was like, gosh, how am I supposed to do this? But I knew it wasn't about, you know, how. It was about what, like what's the end result. So I used to always imagine the owner just clapping his hands like, hey, you know, Al got us on the first page. Woo, sales is doing good, yeah. Like, I should just imagine that and him coming over there patting me and us sitting down having a conversation like, you know what, I really appreciate you doing that. You know, you really helped us out. You know, you cleaned up our blog. You know, you did this, you did that. And see, I imagined that mental conversation from the jump. And within, I believe it was 2 months or so, I got them on the first page of Google, you know, and it was funny. The same conversation that I had in my head of the owner saying, hey, he got us on the first page, you know, patting me on the back and, you know, sales increasing and more people knowing about their business because of, you know, the online presence. The same exact conversation that I had in my mind, I end up having with the owner of the company. He patted me on the back. We sat down. We was talking about sports because he was really into baseball. We was talking about, you know, the next step and how they really happy that, you know, they was able to beat ADT because I helped them beat ADT on the first page of Google for, you know, their market. So, you know, that's just a story of self-talk creates reality. You know, in my mind from the jump, I imagine, you know, self-talk between me and the owner, what the result I wanted to see, you know, from the jump. And I would always imagine that, even when the bad stuff was happening, even when they was like, man, we hired this guy, we don't even see anything yet. He ain't got us on the first page of Google or nothing. Like, you know, they were kind of getting mad for a little bit. And in my mind, I just imagine, thank you so much for putting us on the first page of Google, Al. Yeah, you know, in my mind, I made it as real as possible. You know, I put all the sensory tones of reality in there. I put, what do I see? What do I smell? What do I taste? What do I touch? What do I hear? And how do I feel that these owners are happy with my work? See what I'm saying? It's just a story, you know. So, you know, let's get back to some facts about self-talk creates reality. Your attitudes unfold within us to form the reality that we have. We need to have inner talking from the premises of the desire fulfilled. And this is a way to consciously create circumstances that we desire in our life. So, you know, like I said, we need to have inner talking, self-talk, from the premises of the wish already fulfilled. Okay? And this is how we consciously create the results in our life. Now, there's two ways to create results in our life. You know, we either going to consciously create it, or we going to create it by default, which sucks, you know, which sucks because if you're creating by default, you don't even know what's going on. Even people that's creating bad stuff, at least they know, like, you know what, I was really negative for the last few months. You know, I see why I don't have a job right now or whatever. You know, I need to change my thinking. But if you don't know that you create your own reality, then if you're looking for a job and 2 months went by and you're living by default, then it's like, life sucks, you know, God got it out for me or whatever. So this is important. Your inner conversations are always pictured all around us in our habits. We need to practice the art of control inner speech. You know, so we need to practice the art of control inner speech, you know. So the way that we the way that we talk to ourselves about something. You know, like, let me give you guys another story. I remember when I worked door-to-door in Atlanta, Georgia, you know. Now, they, for just a little clue, they say if you guys can do door-to-door, if somebody can be successful at door-to-door, they say you can do anything. So I was really successful at that. I did it twice. And I remember going into an office full of Caucasian gentlemen, and there was a few, you know, African-Americans in there. And I remember the job I had was with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and they used to drop us off in the neighborhoods, you know, up in North Georgia. And, you know, I remember some of the African-American guys in there saying, oh, I'm not making sales because some of the people may be racist, or even some of the Caucasian gentlemen saying, you know, oh, you know, those people in the neighborhood just don't have that much money. You know, that's probably what they're not buying. And I remember thinking, like, okay, I knew what the real truth was. It was the way that people were thinking about it. You know, it was about, you know, what they were attracting to themselves. So I get hired, and they put me in a all-white neighborhood. This is like for 2 or 3 months. I was number one in this office. But they put from day one in an all-white neighborhood and in neighborhoods where people were mixed, white and, you know, Caucasian and African-American people that had low incomes. And for some reason, I still thrived. I still prospered as the number one salesperson. They actually gave me the nickname the Terminator because my last name is Tillman. So I used to come in the office and they used to be like, the Tillmanator, you know, the Tillmanator is here. Because I used to kill those sales so much. But in my mind, every day I used to just self-talk. I used to imagine the customer talking to me saying, okay, you know what, I want to purchase. You know what, you look like a nice guy. You look trustworthy. Yeah, I want to purchase from you. And I used to imagine them giving me that check and going to the next house to knock on the next door. All I would imagine is like them giving me the check and saying thank you, like that self-talk. You know, I would imagine them saying, oh, you're in school? You know, what are you in school for? As they're signing up, you know, signing up with the newspaper I was selling. You see what I'm saying? So that's another form of self-talk. Like the people who were losing are the people in their minds, their self-talk was, oh, you know, I don't want to buy it today. I don't have any money. You may be a scam artist. You know, how do I know you really work for the paper? You know, that kind of stuff. That's what they were imagining. And that's why they didn't get the results. So self-talk is really more important than you think, man. This is a really important call. You got to be grateful and thank God that you're hearing this because, you know, we can't help everybody. You know, I can't help everybody, but I know it's some people that listen to me that their life's going to be changed forever. They're going to be like, yeah, you know, this call, this guy named Al, you know, he was talking about this and talking about that. So that's just another story. Let me get back to my notes. So you need to ask yourself this, you know, what is your aim? You know, what is your focus? What is your goal right now? What are you trying to achieve? What are you trying to achieve? Think about it. What's your number one goal right now for 2015? Think about it. You got it? Okay, now ask yourself this. Does your inner talking match what you want? It must, you know, for you to realize your aim. So your inner talking must match that. You know, so let me give you guys another scenario of self-talk that creates reality, your reality. So what you would do is you would imagine the wish fulfilled. Okay, so imagine your number one goal for 2015. It could be money, it could be health, or it could be something dealing with relationships. Just imagine that. You know, imagine the wish fulfilled. You know, and then what you do is from the wish fulfilled, you carry on mental conversations from the wish fulfilled. So, for instance, let's say somebody want a job promotion. A lot of people listening right now have jobs, so, and they want to be promoted, or they want to be transferred to another job. So if I was me in your shoes and from the books and other successful people I've studied, this is what you probably want to do. So you have the job, right? You're thinking about that next position. I want to be, you know, VP of marketing. And I'm just a regular salesperson right now. I want to be a manager. I want to be sitting around the table with people making the decisions that relay the actions to the people to go out in the field. As an example, job promotion. So what you would do is you would imagine being the VP, right? And you would imagine, like, the conversations that you would have as a VP. So, you know, you would imagine yourself talking to the salespeople, like, yeah, you know, and you can have a conversation in your mind about you talking to another salesperson who want to get on like you got on now. Because remember, you're the VP now, and you can imagine a scenario of another salesperson saying, you know, how did you get this position? You know, oh, man, I just really believed I could do it. You know, I hit my sales quota. You know, I really got out there. You know, the management really liked me. You know, I went to all the trainings. I networked, and I got this position that really helped me and my family out. You know, you have to have these conversations in your head. Now, some people may call it crazy or foolishness, but, you know, imagination creates reality. You can ask any Olympic gold medal person who, you know, is a champion, or somebody like Lance Armstrong, have they ever imagined conversations in their head of winning? What they would say on TV before, you know, they actually won. You better believe they have. So these conversations in your head about having conversations in your head from the place of where you want to be. So if you're already a VP of, in this job promotion example, if you're already the VP of marketing, then you would imagine the wish fulfilled, which is VP of marketing. You may just be a salesperson now. You may be a secretary. And you would imagine the wish fulfilled, which is VP of marketing, and then you take on mental conversations from that point alone. So you would imagine talking to another person, how you got on. You would imagine, you know, yourself talking to the CEO, you know, or one of the other managers that's at a higher level than you, you know, since you're the VP, and you can imagine conversations with them. Like, you know what, we're so glad that you got that position because you really didn't increase our sales, Mr. Tillman. You know, we really appreciate you being here. You know, you can imagine being at conferences, you know, or whatever it is. You know, that's just a job promotion example. Or for your dream mate, your dream ideal mate. Now, I'm going to tell you guys a story. I actually used this to create a situation as far as relationships that was so ideal at one point. You know, what I did was I actually attracted my my dream woman at the time. You know, she really was a dream person at the time. And let me tell you what I did to create her into my life. I actually remember telling myself, like, what I would do is I would imagine her saying things to people that I thought the ideal woman would say. You know, like, I would verbally speak, you know, her saying things like, you know, Anthony is a great guy. You know, I met this guy named Anthony. You know, he goes by Al sometimes, and, you know, this guy's really passionate about life. You know, he really helped me do this and do that, you know, and I really think I want to move forward in life with him as my partner. I imagine her taking up for me, you know, if somebody says something bad about me. I mean, I just imagine her, like, being a hero to me, you know, in a way. You know, just being a great girlfriend, you know, who turned into something a lot deeper than that. But, you know, I imagined her in my life through self-talk. You know, I would imagine the conversations that me and her would have. This is before I even know she existed. I didn't even know her at all. You know, but I would have these conversations with myself, you know, with the other person in my head. You should imagine a face like Halle Berry or somebody, you know, because I didn't know who she was at the time. So I just imagine conversations like going on trips, you know, just sitting back saying, man, We made it here. You know, we did this together. We achieved success together, like those things. So what I did was I imagined the wish fulfilled, and then I carried on mental conversations from that standpoint every single day. You see what I'm saying? And then I believe it was like, you know, within 4 or 5 months, I attracted her in my life. And actually it was somebody, you know, I met, you know, back in college and stuff like that. I didn't see her for like 5 years, and then we met back up. So, you know, and got married and all that. But that's just a story of, you know, what you would do as far as a relationship. And then as far as travel, as far as an example, you know, you would imagine the wish fulfilled. And you would imagine the wish fulfilled and, you know, carry on mental conversations from that standpoint. So as far as travel, if you guys want to travel somewhere, you know, like Europe or something like that, then you, in your own mind, you would have the self-talk with you and your ideal mate, or you talking to your kids, you know, or the kids saying, you really, you know what, you really can use your kids to help you manifest things. I know this from experience. You can use the love and the power that you have for your own children to help you manifest things. So you can imagine your children in these places. Let's say if you want to travel somewhere, you can imagine your children saying, thank you, mama or daddy, for, you know, buying me the, let's say you want to go to Disney World in Europe, right? You can say, thank you so much for buying me the European, you know, Mickey, mama, thank you. You know, and you can imagine the feeling that you would get from that. And that's self-talk. You know, that hasn't even happened in the physical world, but in your own mind, it's happening. And we become what we think about. Remember, you know, we become what we think about. So that's just some scenarios, you know, how you can use your own self-talk, you know, to help create the reality you want. So we basically have to really believe in the power of our imagination. We have to kind of become a child again, you know, when we're using our own self-talk to create our reality. And like I said, a lot of you listening right now didn't even know you were doing this. You know, I exposed it to you. You know, you've been self-talking, talking to yourself about things in your life, for a long time right now, your whole life. You probably didn't know you were doing it. But we need to be a child again. We need to go back to using our imagination. So, like, for some reason, when we get older, we don't believe in imagination anymore. We don't believe in fairy tale stories anymore. You know, we just, quote-unquote, accept reality. And that's why I like Tim Ferriss in the 4-Hour Work Week. He was saying, yeah, he got a partner. He was saying he got a partner in his life that whenever he, quote unquote, accepts reality, you know, his partner chimes in and says, hey, you know, don't fall for it. You can be whatever you want to be. You know, whatever we dream about, we can really achieve. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for accept reality and just get a job when you know you really was born to, you know, create some business. Or don't create a business when you knew you was really born to really excel in a job, you know, either way. So, you know, we really need to go back to our imagination. You have to be a person of strong imagination. Now, I want to play a clip for you guys that I recorded. It's of Jim Carrey, and it's Jim Carrey talking about the power of his imagination and how he used self-talk and to create the life of his dreams. Let me play this real quick. He was on Oprah, by the way. I don't know if y'all can hear it.
Saying, you know, I like your work, or whatever that is, and I would visualize things coming to me that I wanted or whatever.
This is like 1987. Yeah.
And I had nothing at that time, so it was like, but it just made me feel better. It made me, mm-hmm. At that time, all it really was for me was kind of making me feel better. I would drive home and think, well, I do have these things. They're out there. I just don't have a hold of them yet, but they're out there.
Okay. So didn't you write yourself a check? I heard that you did. Is that true?
I wrote myself a manifestation. I believe in your ability to manifest things. Just like an insane belief.
In his own things.
Insane belief. You know, that I think it's ultimately complete sanity. But I believe we're creators, and I believe we create with every thought, every word. Every moment is pregnant with the next moment of your life.
All right, hopefully you guys could hear that, but that was Jim Carrey talking about, you know, his insane belief within himself to manifest things. And he was talking about when he was poor, how he used to just go up on Monolic Drive somewhere, and he was sleeping in his car, and how he used to just go up there and visualize himself living in these multi-million-dollar homes, and nobody knew who he was at all. You know, he was talking about how he had a check in his pocket for $10 million that he carried around for almost 6 years, I believe, until Dumb and Dumber came around, the first one, and he made $10 million on that movie. Tell me that just happened by chance? No. Jim Carrey talked about in his mind how he used to always imagine, if he was listening, hopefully you guys heard that, but he said that he always would imagine the directors on the set saying, hey, you know what, Jim, we love your work. You know, we really appreciate what you've been doing, and, you know, I really love your work. You know, let's keep in contact. He would imagine those things before they even happened. So this is self-talk. in his own mind, he would have these conversations with him and Steven Spielberg, with him and other big-time directors, you know, having these conversations in his head consciously, you know, before they even happened. And then he carried around that check for $10 million, and then within a few short years, he got $10 million for Dumb and Dumb. So, you know, that's just another example of self-talk creates reality. You can actually Google that story. He actually was on Oprah. Just go to YouTube and type it in. You know, Oprah talked about the story. So, you know, we must live on the level of imagination itself. It does not matter if at the present moment external facts deny the proof of your assumption, because if you persist in your assumption, it will become a fact. Signs follow, they do not recede. I love that. You know, that came out of a book by Neville Goddard. He was talking about how it doesn't, he was basically saying we need to live on the level of imagination itself. You know, we need to really believe and know that our imaginations create reality. That's really the root of self-talk, because we need to know that our imagination is reality. You know, because the way that I'm living right now and the way that you're living right now was once imagined. It only existed in our minds, even the bad things. And now they are in our life. So imagination is reality. So that self-talk that you're going to start doing, that's reality. You have to believe that and you have to know that. And you may want to just try it on, like, some small things at first. You know, just start having mental conversations in your head from the standpoint of the wish fulfilled, whatever your wish is, and you'll see it happen. You have to try these things out. You have to, like, practice it. The reason why I'm so convicted and I talk like this is because I've seen it happen in my own life, good and bad, the good and the bad. I'm convicted that this is real because I've seen it. I'm not just somebody reading a book like, oh, let me share this on a call with some people listening. No, that's not me. Everything I'm talking about on this call, I believe heart and soul, and I've seen happen in my life that made me have happy moments in my life and will continue to. So I love that. He says it doesn't matter if present moment external facts. Remember, he's talking about external facts, things that we see outside of us, you know, in the real world. He said it doesn't matter if at the present moment external facts deny the proof of your assumption. So you may say that you're worth a certain amount of money, but you look at your bank account, external facts may say that's not true. But in your imagination, you have to see it the way you want it. You have to print out that picture and scratch out the balance of your bank balance and put the balance you want in there and focus on that. Even when a bill comes in and you can't pay for it, imagine how it would feel if you could pay for it. Or you can do something that I read about one time, and I actually tried this too. You can imagine that the bill is actually checks. Put a zero on it. So if you got a bill to come in for $120, imagine if it was $1,200. And go ahead and pay it with gratitude. I've seen this happen in my own life. I imagined the bills were checks at one point, and I swear to God, I still got the check. I had a check come into my house. It took about 60, 70 days. I was having so much fun. I got this from Rhonda Byrne. She was talking about how you can make your bills turn into checks. I did this in like 2008 or 2009 consistently. And I seen a check come in my name, and I ain't gonna lie, I didn't even cash it because I thought it was so scary. Like, I had a check come in for like $790 or something like that out the blue. And it was like some refund check or something happened. It actually was a real check, but I didn't cash it for like 100. I think the 180 days went past. I was just looking at it. I called to make sure that, like, everything was cool. I was like, nah, this is too good to be true. It was scary. So, you know, that's kind of a sad topic, but, you know, you can turn your checks, your bills coming in the mail to a game. Like, every bill that come in, you can imagine that they were checks. Add a zero to it. And, you know, turn things that make you feel bad into a game that make you feel good, and then your life will change for the better. I love how, you know, in his book, he was talking about how, you know, if external facts deny at the present moment your wish, if you keep going and we keep going and we keep going, then our wish will turn into an actual fact in the external world. That's how it works. So he was saying that, you know, basically our life will shape itself to the will of our imaginations. You know, we need to inwardly affirm over and over and over and over and over and over and over again what we want with through self-talk, you know, until we see the thing in our life, and we have to know that it's working. You know, that's why you have to understand the psychology of what you're doing. So that's kind of what I want to talk about. You know, I appreciate you guys listening in. I hope you guys got something out of that. I think I done went over. Oh, yeah, about to go over. So I appreciate you guys listening in. This is Al, you know, Al Weekly, you know, the spinoff of howtochangemylife.org. You guys need to go there and join the email list or subscribe to YouTube or whatever. So, yeah, you know, I appreciate you guys listening in. And this is Al, and you guys have a great rest of your Sunday. And I love all y'all that's listening. Appreciate you listening to me, and I'm going to continue to deliver that value to you. All right, you guys have a great evening. All right, see ya.